Hello, and welcome to Communicate to Lead, the podcast that empowers leaders and aspiring leaders to communicate with clarity and impact. I'm Kenny Belton, CEO and successful entrepreneur, and your host for today. I'm here to equip you with all the essential tools and strategies to master effective communication and lead your team to success. As the founder and CEO of The Tailored Approach, my goal is to empower you to be the best leader you can be. So sit back, relax, and join me in today's episode as we dive into the art of communicating like a true leader. If you're a goal-driven leader or aspiring to be one, chances are you've experienced that familiar end of quarter one sinking feeling. Projects that are unfinished, goals that seem to be out of reach, that nagging self-doubt starts creeping in. Is it just you? No. And I'm here to tell you, it's not about needing more strategies, another time management hack, or working yourself to the bone. My friend, it's about your mindset. If you've been with the podcast for a while, you know I'm usually all about the practical stuff for you on Communicate to Lead. The quick tips, the communication techniques, the strategies you can put into action right away. But here's the thing. Sometimes you can have all the tools in the world and still feel like you're spinning your wheels. Because mindset is the foundation. It's what determines how you use those tools, how you bounce back from setbacks, and ultimately, how you see yourself as a leader. So today, we're getting a little deeper because I want to help you unlock that leader's mindset and ditch the overwhelm for good. Let's get clear. When I say a leader's mindset, I'm not talking about some magical formula or pep talk. It's a rock-solid foundation built on the following elements: growth orientation, resilience, self-awareness, and focus. Let's start with number one, growth orientation. This is the unshakable belief that your skills and talents are not set in stone. With dedication and the right strategies, you can learn, improve, and overcome any challenge. Number two, resilience. It's not about never failing. I mean, let's be honest, we all fail. So that's not the secret. It's about getting back up stronger when you fall down. It's seeing setbacks as stepping stones, gathering lessons from them, and refusing to let them define you as a leader. Three, self-awareness. This means being real with yourself, knowing your strengths, those areas where you still need to grow, and how your emotions or past experiences might unconsciously influence your decisions. When you are self-aware, you are able to do what you need to do to move yourself forward, to gain the skills and the growth that you need to continue being the leader you want to be. Number four, focus. Amidst deadlines, requests, and those daily fires you might be putting out, focus means never losing sight of the bigger picture. It's that internal compass reminding you what truly matters, what you care about, why you're doing this job. And here's why that matters. Your mindset is like the operating system of your leadership. It affects every single aspect, from the way you approach problems to how you inspire and motivate your team, even how you handle those tough days. Essentially, this is what will make or break you when things get messy or really tough. Because as any true leader knows, things will eventually get tough or messy. Let me share a personal story. Back when I was just starting to manage a team, I believed, mistakenly, in my 20s, that being a good leader meant having all the answers. So whenever my team hit a snag, I'd jump in to solve it for them. So yes, sure, things got done, but I noticed something concerning. My team became dependent on me. Their creativity became almost non-existent, and I was completely burned out. After having a conversation with my coach at the time, I had a revelation. Maybe my job wasn't to fix everything, but to help them grow. Instead of giving solutions, I started asking questions like, what do you think you could try? What else might work? It was really hard in the beginning. There were definitely some bumps in the road, but something incredible happened. My team started innovating. They started finding new solutions that were even better than the ones I could have come up with if I was doing it all by myself. And them taking ownership of their work, finding solutions for the problems they encountered, freed me up to focus on big picture strategy. This was a total mindset shift from needing to be the hero to empowering my team to shine and be their own heroes. Now, you might think that's great, but honestly, some people are just born leaders. So let's crush those common mindset myths, because I can promise you that is not the truth. Okay, let's tackle some common misconceptions that tend to hold leaders back when I think about the leaders that I've worked with. Myth number one, positive thinking is all I need. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of positive thinking, but it can only take you so far. Real mindset work goes far deeper. It's about uncovering those hidden, nagging beliefs about yourself. The ones that whisper, you're not experienced enough, someone else will do it better, or you're bound to fail, so why even try? Identifying these deep-seated beliefs is the first step to challenging and changing them. Myth number two, mindset work is fluffy or it doesn't have a real impact. If I had a penny for every time a leader said this, some people think focusing on your mindset is just a feel-good inspirational exercise. But here's the deal. Mindset is the hidden force behind every leadership move you make. Think about it. When you believe in your ability to learn and overcome obstacles, you'll make bolder, more strategic choices. True confidence and resilience aren't things you can fake. Your team, they will pick up on your mindset, and that's what makes them trust and follow you through the tough times. A strong leader doesn't crumble under pressure. A resilient mindset allows you to adapt, learn from missteps, and come back stronger than before. So that gives you a good idea of how this is not about fluff. It's about doing the very real inner work. Myth number three, I recently had a leader say this, I don't have time. I get it. We all stretch thin. But good news is, shifting your mindset doesn't mean locking yourself away in a meditation retreat. I'm going to share some quick techniques you can use in the middle of your workday to reset that inner voice. It's about small but consistent shifts that have a huge impact over time. Now, I realize these myths are common because some very real obstacles specifically hold women back as leaders. Let's talk about some of them. As women, we face a unique set of obstacles when it comes to stepping fully into our leadership power. And these aren't just tactical challenges, but deeply ingrained mindsets that can leave us feeling stuck, discouraged, and hesitant to claim our rightful place at the table. Let's unpack a few of these common culprits. Imposter syndrome. This nagging voice is like having a constant bully in your head. It whispers that your success is a fluke, that you truly don't belong, that it's only a matter of time until everyone finds you out. Imposter syndrome can even make the most accomplished women question their abilities and shy away from incredible opportunities. Perfectionism. It's not about striving for excellence. It's the crippling need for everything to be perfect, to be flawless. Perfectionist leaders get caught in the endless analysis paralysis, delaying putting work out into the world and inadvertently creating unrealistic standards for themselves and their teams. This often leads to burnout, and kills your creativity and risk-taking. Fear of failure. Ugh, this one is my personal vice. In a world that often celebrates risk-taking, that can often feel very masculine, many women have been conditioned to fear their mistakes. This fear prevents us from making those bold, outside-the-box moves that spark innovation and growth. So we end up staying small, playing it safe, and missing out on chances to truly excel and shine. Overwhelm and burnout. We wear so many hats: leader, employee, possible mother, partner, caregiver. We juggle endless to-dos and feel the pressure to do it all. This state of constant overwhelm makes it really tough to focus on the strategic, high-value leadership that drives real impact. So these mindsets aren't only annoying and holding you back, they have a profound impact. They hold us back from taking well-deserved promotions, speaking up confidently, and claiming the authority we have already earned with our expertise, experience, and the work we have done. Not only does this rob us of fulfilling our potential, but the world misses out on the diverse, transformative leadership that we as women can bring to the table. Okay, so I know this might feel a little heavy talking about imposter syndrome and fear of failure, but here's the good news. These mindsets are not set in stone. So let's look at practical ways to shift these limiting beliefs and unleash your powerful leadership. Let's dive into some powerful techniques to help you transform your limiting mindsets into a mindset that is focused on growth and potential. Reframe negativity. That is number one. That is the first thing that I always tell my clients. We all have that critical inner voice, the one that says, I can't do this presentation, or I'll never get that promotion. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral, catch yourself and reframe them. Try, I can't do this presentation yet, but I can practice and improve my skills. The small addition of the word yet and what you can learn, what is the opportunity, that is what opens the door to learning and growing and embracing new opportunities. Choose abundance over scarcity. So many of us fall into the trap of thinking there's only one spot at the top, or that someone else's success diminishes our own. A mindset shift here is life-changing. Cultivate the belief that there's room for everyone to shine, that collaboration leads to better ideas, and that celebrating the wins of others doesn't take away from your potential. As a matter of fact, when we celebrate the wins of others, it's our opportunity to get inspired, to see what is possible, and to see ourselves achieving perhaps the same goals or achieving even bigger. Resilience as a daily practice. No leader is immune to setbacks. We will all experience that, but resilient leaders don't take them personally. They see setbacks as information. So here's what you can think about. Ask yourself, what didn't work? What can you learn? Shift your focus from I failed to this is what I can do differently next time. Build your confidence. Confidence won't appear overnight. It's built with small everyday actions. And here's how you can do that. Focus on small wins. We often get caught up in the grand, big goals instead of taking time to celebrate even the smallest victories, because they start adding up and they are the ones that boost your self-belief. Change your self-talk. Treat yourself how you would a valued colleague, a good friend, or a client. When that negative voice pipes up, challenge it. Push back. Don't let your negative voice get the last word. And lastly, stretch yourself. Pick one task that is slightly outside your comfort zone. And each time you succeed, however small that is, your confidence bank will keep getting a deposit. So let's keep building on this. Let's transform these mindset shifts into action. Here are some tools that you can put into practice. You didn't think I was going to skip the tools. I know I said I'm talking mindset. I'm not going to focus on lots of strategies. This episode would not be complete if I don't give you some tools to help you keep flexing your mindset muscle. Self-awareness is key to unlocking the change you want in yourself. So make time to journal on some questions that you can reflect on and be brutally honest with yourself. Question one, what's one limiting belief I'm ready to challenge? Don't pick the easy one. Choose a belief that really nags at you, the one that might be holding you back in the biggest possible way. And if you got to the bottom of this question, what's one limiting belief I'm ready to challenge? If you challenge this belief, it will make the biggest difference in how you show up and how you see yourself. Question two, how can I reframe setbacks to focus on growth? Think about a recent setback. Can you look at it objectively and find even one thing you can learn to do differently next time? Maybe it was a meeting that didn't go well. Maybe it was a presentation or an interview that you didn't quite nail. Take a look at that objectively. Instead of thinking that it's you, look at it as someone else. What's one thing you could have done differently? And can you implement that right away? Question three, and this is one of my favorites. Ask yourself, 1 year from now, how has my leadership transformed thanks to a stronger mindset? So here I encourage you and invite you to visualize yourself as that future leader. See yourself as bolder, more resilient, and making a larger impact. What's the biggest difference that you are seeing? Journal on that. Write that down. What does that look like? Be as specific as you can be and be really visual, because the more specific and visual you are, the easier it will be for you to see that in your mind's eye. And then, of course, I'm going to encourage you to celebrate the small wins. Don't only focus on, yep, I checked my 3 quarter 1 goals. I'm good. They're the big ones. Focus on the little things. Did you show up every day for 15 minutes, 30 minutes to work on that goal? And every day you're chipping away at that goal and you're getting closer and closer to achieving it. Mindset growth isn't always dramatic. So I encourage you to celebrate the small victories. Celebrate the times you caught that negative self-talk, the time you pushed through fear, or when you reframed a challenge. This may sound corny or cheesy, but it is incredibly powerful. And if I can encourage you a little bit more, have a little jar or make a note in your journal. Just give yourself a mental high five. My favorite thing is I have a gratitude journal. And whenever I do something right, whenever I practice my mindset, I make a note in my journal and I say, you did it. This is what you did. This is how you're moving yourself forward. This is how you're showing up for yourself. So you do something that works for you. Or maybe try out Mel Robbins's habit where you look yourself in the mirror and give yourself a high five. Recognize those shifts. They are the building blocks of a truly powerful leader. So speaking of taking action, here's your challenge to really cement the changes we discussed today. Because mindset shifts don't happen overnight, but small, consistent actions yield big results. So here goes. Take a moment to reflect. Maybe it's cultivating resilience that truly resonates with you. Perhaps building greater confidence or shifting from scarcity to abundance. Choose one area of your leadership mindset to intentionally develop this week. Write it down somewhere visible. Make it a real commitment. Write it on a post-it, put it up on your mirror where you brush your teeth every morning and every evening so you can see it. Be clear on what you're working on and how long you will be working on it. Whether it's 5 minutes every day, 15 minutes, it doesn't have to be an hour for it to be powerful and transformative. And keep tracking your progress. Ask yourself, how can you track your progress? How can you track this journey? It doesn't have to be difficult. You could try one of these things, journaling, where you dedicate a few minutes each day to jot down your mindset wins and areas where you're still struggling. See those notes over time become powerful feedback to yourself. Find an accountability buddy. Maybe there's a colleague or a friend you can share your commitments with. And checking in with them for support and mutual celebration can be an incredible motivator. And you don't have to do this alone. I have built this incredible community of leaders. Connect with me on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and let us know what you're celebrating. Share your successes, your setbacks, ask your questions, and let's build a tribe of women leaders who uplift each other. Click the links in the show notes where you'll be taken to my Instagram or my LinkedIn pages. We have packed a lot into this episode, so let me recap the main points. Remember, it's about growth orientation, resilience, self-awareness, and focus. These are the foundations of having that powerful mindset where you become a powerful leader. Positive thinking alone isn't enough. Mindset work takes courage, and you absolutely have time to cultivate a stronger mindset. 5 minutes every day, that is all you need to start shifting your mindset. We've tackled common barriers like imposter syndrome, perfectionism, and fear of failure. Understanding these mindsets is the first step to overcoming them. You've learned techniques to reframe negativity, build confidence, and view setbacks as opportunities for growth. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Mindset transformation is an ongoing process. Some days will be easier than others. I invite you to embrace the process, celebrate your growth, and know that you aren't alone. I'm here for you, and the community we're building is here for you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me on this journey and for joining me in this very different episode today. Your willingness to dig deep and do this inner work is what makes you a truly exceptional leader. So again, connect with me on LinkedIn and on Instagram by clicking the links in the show notes and let me know how you're working on your leader's mindset. Until next time, keep believing in yourself, keep challenging your limits, and know that I believe in you.